her passion. So,
but it was before she.
It was before it was called Teach to Matter and had the
So let me ask you this: now, is this the first year you did it?
Yes.
Okay, are you doing it again?
Absolutely. Come on, get out of town.
Get out of town.
You know I am.
How did doing it change you and your teaching? How did bringing this in change you and your teaching?
You know, it was such a breath of fresh air.
Which is perfect when you're 5 years in.
It is. It's. I mean, to be completely honest, it's not the best time to be a teacher.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
A new twist in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Lawyers are trying to block questions directed at one of her former aides.
This is just an effort to blur and muddy up the story and create yet another excuse. And I guess you're supposed to feel sympathetic or sorry for them, but it just doesn't line up with the facts. It's legal gamesmanship.
Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch tells Fox News that the aide, Cheryl Mills, has not been candid about Clinton's private server.
Mills claims in her deposition that she had the overarching responsibility for the investigation at the State Department, but then in the same breath says, but I don't know if there's ever a FOIA file on the matter.
Mills testified for several hours last week in a case brought by Judicial Watch. Transcripts show lawyers for Mills in the Obama administration raised numerous objections to questions about what Mills knew. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got. And then he's got to go back to the people. Another is, he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The Supreme Court fires a shot across the bow of the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency.
In a major blow to the Obama administration, the Supreme Court has unanimously ruled landowners have a right to sue in federal court if the Army Corps of Engineers or the EPA take actions to restrict water on private land under the Clean Water Act. Winning attorney M. Reed Hopper told USA Radio News his feelings about the ruling.
This sets a precedent for millions of landowners nationwide who could never hold the Corps of Engineers or the EPA accountable for their claims of jurisdiction over their property.
Hopper said thousands of landowners a year now have the chance to defend themselves against the Obama administration. I'm Jason Wirth.
If you are buying a new car, be careful. A new report from the Senate Commerce Committee says several automakers are still selling cars with faulty airbags, including Toyota, Chrysler, Volkswagen, and Mitsubishi. It is legal to sell the cars here, but they'll have to be recalled at some point. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Authorities say they may never know the reasons for a weekend shooting in Texas. USA's Chris Barnes.
It just appears to be someone who was in mental health crisis.
Houston police say they're still not sure why a California veteran decided to start shooting at a gas station over the weekend, leaving one person dead and several others wounded.
It just seems to be a random act at this point.
That's Lieutenant John McGallagher. Allen saying that Dionisio Garza III had been suffering from depression and wasn't feeling right, according to his family. So apparently he traveled to Houston in hopes of visiting friends and getting work. Garza then shot one person to death, injuring five others, before a SWAT officer shot and killed him on Sunday. Garza discharged from the military a few years ago after serving four tours in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also in Texas, officials have issued an arrest warrant for a former middle school teacher accused of having sex with a student. That story from Tammy Rose.
They were in love and had sex on almost a daily basis, according to court documents.
I just think the whole thing is insane.
Parents sounding off after hearing a teacher at their child's school is wanted for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Her name is Alexandria Vera, a 25-year-old English teacher who admitted to police the student got her pregnant, but she later had an abortion. The teacher now faces continuous sexual abuse of a child. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
And we are live with a new edition of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show today is going to be talking about being a decorator. We're going to open our phone lines. We're going to reach out to you in the social media community out there. We're going to reach out on Facebook and Twitter, and also our phone lines will be open. And we're going to talk today about why you should use a decorator. And all about, that's right, all about being a decorator and how it's going to save you some money. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at the weather and see what we have in store for the day. Let's see, we're going here. And the National Weather Service is telling us that it's currently 85 degrees. And this afternoon it's going to remain mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear, then patchy fog with a low of 56. On Thursday, there's going to be areas of fog, then partly sunny with a high of 76. On Thursday night, there's slight chance of showers, about 20%, with a low of 59 degrees. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 75. On Friday night, again, a continued 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 60. On Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 82. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy, then chance of showers 30% with a low of 61. And finally, on Sunday, there's a 60% chance of showers, likely with a high of 77. Well, my name is Rich Guderi. The show is called Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show is all about reaching out to social media. We go to Twitter, we go to Facebook, we go to Instagram now. That's our new one. And we do open our phone lines here. And if you'd like to call in and talk about anything related to design and using a designer, our phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and we will keep that phone up live for today's broadcast until 2:58 Eastern Standard Time. So my topic today, which I've thrown out to social media and I got some great responses, is why should someone use a designer? I've gotten that for a very long time, and then I've gotten some positive feedback with that answer. Why should someone use a designer? Well, starting probably in my earliest days of doing this, when I was educating myself and starting in this venue, first on a part-time basis, I thought to myself, well, who is someone who's going to use a designer? Is it someone necessarily that has a great deal of money? Is it someone that is perhaps part of a couple where they have very different tastes? Is it somebody who is working with a budget and is looking for somebody to come in and get them discounts and help them find solutions that are affordable? And the answer to all these questions is yes. There are a lot of different reasons why people use a designer. And I think there is a misnomer that you have to spend a lot of money or it's going to cost you a lot of money to use a designer. In fact, many of my clients who do big projects with me, whether it's bathrooms or kitchens or maybe doing built-ins and so on, I have wonderful discounts I get with many of the different companies out there on the retail end, the wallpaper companies, different stores, furniture stores, and so on, which really saves people a lot of money, and I certainly pass along my savings. The second thing is that I have a group of subcontractors that work for me. electricians, plumbers, contractors, painters, and so on. And because I give them consistent work, they give me a better price, therefore I give you a better price. And you're also guaranteed if you go through a designer to have your painting done or electrical work done, lights put in, that they're going to show up because they get continued work. It's not a one-off if you would go on yourself, call a plumber, wait for him to call you back. When I make a phone call, because I do them all week long, they go to my job. So it's another reason to definitely use a decorator. One of the other big reasons of using a decorator is often I see couples that have completely different tastes. This was true of my own parents, who had much different design aesthetics. My mom liked French provincial and formal and beautiful white and airy, and my father liked very traditional and dark wood colors and slate blue and very traditional. And both had good taste, but both tastes were vastly different. So back in the day, in the 70s, my parents brought in a designer to come in to give them some assistance and sort of merge their two tastes and move along and get things done. And I often have my biggest challenges with couples because couples come from different places and have different, sometimes, and have different views on how a home or a room should look. And sometimes you need that mediator in the middle there to just set things straight, give you some practical solutions, and make a room work so you can move forward. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our show is interactive. Our phone lines are open. We are web-based, so we don't get a lot of phone calls. We do get phone calls from time to time. I also have my different sites open, Facebook, which we're going to, and Twitter, and looking for feedback from people in regards to why should someone use or maybe not use a designer in the modern age. There's a lot of things available on the internet. There's immediate access. Why would somebody seek out a professional designer to do the work? Tell us what you think. Meanwhile, I'll sort of support what I do, which I think probably makes sense, and talk about some of the recent projects I've been working on. One of the projects I'm working on is a couple in northern New Jersey who just downsized from a very large house to a spacious townhouse that was built in the late 1970s. Needs everything done. The kitchen had already been done and done well, but the rest of the place needs to be done. And this couple is sort of empty nesters at this point. It's a place that they'll probably retire to and then go away for the winter months and come back. It's spacious. It has views of New York City, which are nice. But and it has it's very well laid out, but very dated. So the couple decided to bring me in because they had a vast difference in taste. And typically what I like to do is meet both parts of the couple. I like to take some notes and see what their frame of reference is. You want to have something that represents both sides, but it also has to make sense. So you could pick something that's in the middle, but it's not attractive. So you want to be able to see who's flexible, what someone's wish lists are and tastes, and make sure that's represented. So that's a very important thing. For a short time at HGV, there was a series called Designing for the Sexes, and that's where they brought in a mediator, a decorator, and to listen to both the wife and the husband's taste. And that's the case in many times, although some people have very similar taste and they just need help finding resources, and that's another reason to use a designer. So in this case, what we're doing is trying to get the people to really both sort of merge on what their tastes are. So one of the things that I like to do when I have a couple like that is to take them shopping, take them out of the house and be in a neutral environment where we can just come up and say, what are your wish lists? What do you like? And when you take it out there, when you bring it out to the to both of them in a neutral environment, people feel empowered. They say, oh, this is something that I like. And I document those things. I usually photograph those things. And we try to incorporate them in a design plan. A lot of this has to do with compromise, but also not giving up the integrity of what the structure looks like. The structure has vaulted ceilings. It has views of New York. So we want to make sure that we keep it, even though it has a traditional aesthetic, we want to keep it a little bit edgy, a little bit, you know, glamorous and so on, and combine those two things. So a shopping trip out is very helpful, I think, for both the clients to hear each other and also to put things on the wish list so both those people feel that they've been well represented. So again, using a designer can sort of make peace in a family and help you get things done very quickly. All right, we're going to go to our second set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Huntington Chamber Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Today's show is about using a designer, should we or shouldn't we, and some of the advantages of using a designer. My next situation is with a couple that I worked with last year, but it kind of stands out in my mind. In this case, the couple had an adult daughter had moved back in with them, and they had the same taste, but they were unsure of resources, where to go for things, where to get curtains, where to get blinds, where to get rugs. They were anxious to make their home better. They work all the time, but they were looking for somebody to make things easier for them, give them resources, bring things to the house in the evening when they're both home, and to move it forward. And for many people that are busy, whether you have maybe jobs in the city where you're commuting and you have a very long day, or you're working a second job, or you're working on weekends, or often this happens with doctors a lot that are on call, they have a limited amount of time to get things done. And that's where using a designer makes sense. You can expedite everything. We have all the resources that it need, all the subcontractors. We have everything at our fingertips. So once your needs have been expressed, using a designer could really make things easier for you. In this case, as I say, the couple work all the time, and I would meet them on weeknight evenings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, somewhere in the proximity of around 8 o'clock when they were both home. So in this case, they had done a kitchen renovation and a family room and had just gotten the hard surfaces done. But they needed quite a bit. They needed to do a backsplash. They needed to paint the kitchen. They needed accessories. They had an unfinished adjoining family room that needed painting. It needed built-ins. It needed furniture. It needed absolutely everything. It needed an area rug. It needed soft surfaces for window treatments. And it needed a fireplace to be installed. So it needed the gap in this area. So they decided that they didn't have resources available to them and not sure really where to go for resources. And then I came in. One of the first things I did was meet with the couple and their daughter and sought to get their wish list. And it's very important when you represent somebody, even though you may have a preconceived notion as a designer of what you want to do, to incorporate their ideas in your plan. If you're not representing them, then you're not doing anything for them. So I got some general ideas of what their taste was and what we were looking for. And the first thing I usually suggest for people is we start by picking a color palette. In this case, they had cherry cabinets, a very rich cherry cabinets. They had done a sort of a light color granite, so it was very neutral. And on the kitchen side, there was an oversized 20 by 20 tile that was a neutral color. And on the other side, there was wood that was sort of a neutral color. And that was it. So you had sort of a blank canvas. So I started by working on color first. I think color gives a visual and clues, and then it allows you to bring in the accessories. It allows you to do the other stuff. So I worked on a couple of different color palettes for this couple. One was very sort of brick red centric because it was a color that was pulled off of the cabinets. So I pulled tones of like caramel colors. Roxbury caramel was a color that we had looked at. Boardwalk was a color that we looked at. We looked at warm caramels and soft, rich tan colors for the walls. And with that being said, then I was able to pull sort of a brick red color, which was in their adjoining dining room, in for the accessories, and then incorporate that in accents within a backsplash. That allowed me to then work on the adjoining family room and bring them to those two spaces together by using that color, that sort of brick red color in the adjoining room, in the furniture, in the pillows, in having that color go through the rugs and then accent. So that was one of the first combinations I came up. The second combination I came up was to go with blues and go with a rich navy blue. In that case, I was going to do the walls in sort of a gray tone, a soft gray tone or grayish tone called Revere Pewter, and do that in both rooms. And one of the secrets, too, when you're designing and you're doing two rooms that sort of belong together, like a kitchen and a family room, is paint both rooms the same color. It allows the rooms to sort of seem like they are one and adjoin them. Even if the flooring is different, you can compensate by using color. And we went with sort of a gray tone, and then lots of navy in the accents, navy in the insets of the backsplash, navy in the sofas, and rugs and the window treatments and brought it all together. So I presented both plans to the couple, and they discussed both plans, and they decided that they wanted to do a hybrid of both, and that was go with the caramel tones for the wall color and then go with the navies, which is a nice combination that I like a lot, for the family room and just adjoin the room. So in this case, the first thing that we did was we had the room painted, and we picked a warm, rich Benjamin Moore Regal matte finish paint. The color was called Boardwalk. It was a nice, rich, light caramel tone, or sort of gingerbread-like tone, in a matte finish, which is sort of on the flat side, but it's washable. We painted the walls this beautiful tone. Then we painted the trim semi-gloss super white, which was nice and white and actually had nice contrast from the paint. And then we painted the ceiling a flat super white so that there was consistency throughout. And then once we revisited the space with that one continuous element, it immediately brought those two rooms together, which were very disconjointed. The next thing was is that we agreed upon an accent color. In this case, that accent color was navy blue. And last year, as well as now, navy blue is very hot. So it was a great color to work with when I went to the mills to look for fabrics for them for window treatments and for furniture. So we decided that we needed to incorporate the blue in both the spaces. So we started with furniture. So I took them shopping to some local furniture stores. We went to Ethan Allen. We went to Bassett. We went to several other local furniture stores. And we found a beautiful set, a nice sofa, and then two chairs, and an ottoman as a coffee table. And worked very well. We did the ottoman, believe it or not, in a dark blue leather that was tufted and round. We did a white sofa that was piped in navy blue. And we did two beautiful chairs that were done in blue. And they were recliners, but they didn't look like recliners. So that was our base. So we did order the furniture. And we took our time with it. Then we started looking at backsplashes. And we decided for the backsplash, we were going to keep it relatively simple. So we did a tumbled stone, a sort of tumbled a marble stone in a 3x6 in a subway pattern. So it was a traditional surface, but we did it in a more contemporary fashion. And then behind the cooktop, we did an inlay. And in the inlay, we added just a little bit of a navy accent with some tiles, some glass tiles that had a little bit of navy. Not much, very little, but just a little bit to give it a little bit of pop. So then we started working on accessories for the kitchen. With that cherry, we wanted to have that strong blue to sort of balance it out. We went out and bought a nice tea kettle for the stove that was a blue. And then I'm a big fan of blue glass. And this house had a big window over the sink. And sometimes when you have natural light and you have blue glass, it can really look wonderful. So we did a collection of some pieces of blue glass that we put around the kitchen where the cooktop was and around that space. And then I got a selection of willowware, blue and white ware. And in the kitchen, we set up the table with some platters done in that blue and white. We went with blue placemats on the table and so on, and really started to bring those two rooms together. When our furniture was about to come, we realized we needed an area rug. So we went back to the space, and we took a look at the space, and we decided that we needed something that was going to be just a simple 8x10. So we have a lot of blue in the space. I decided to do a rug that was caramel with just touches of blue and some silver, because there was stainless steel in the kitchen, and bring that in. So we picked a wonderful area rug. We had that put down. We had the furniture delivered. Now we had a palette. We had the cherry. We had the blue. We had the caramel. We had a little bit of silver. It was really coming together. The thing was is that the family room had really no focal point. There was no large TV. There was no fireplace. And we needed something to tie the two elements together. So what I had suggested was a mantle with an insert and to put a television above it and create a relaxed, casual space, but also tie into some of the formality of the cherry cabinets. So I did have my contractor come and build me a mantle that was very similar in the cherry tone of the cabinets in the adjoining room. So now we had continuity. We had a little bit of cherry in the family room side, and we had cherry on the cabinets. We had the navy blue on one side, and then we had the navy blue on the other. The last part that brought this room together and this couple together on their ideas was the window treatments. It was the last component, and we wanted to find something that carried our palette. And we found wonderful window treatments that had blue in them and some silver and some caramel tones. And we did simple Roman shades and completed the space. So sometimes couples do have the same ideas. They just need somebody to come in and bring it together, give them the resources to have it done. All right, we're going to go to a news break now, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Breaking news now from Los Angeles. Shots have been reported on the UCLA campus. One of the engineering buildings is on lockdown. Stay tuned to USA Radio News for details. The president in Indiana today taking credit for economic recovery, but many say that's not the case.
I'd like to think the industry fixed itself, and it's the hard work and the loyalty and the can-do spirit of this community, and not seeking handouts, but just buckle down, work hard, and get it done.
One local state representative says Indiana recovered not because of Obama, but instead of him.
Our business leaders succeeded in spite of his mandates and of things he puts in place. In the state, we fight back against federal government intervention.
Obama made an appearance today at a high school in Elkhart, Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
A lot more kids may be suffering concussions than we know about. The story from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
A new study says concussions may be vastly underreported because only children diagnosed in the ER are included in government statistics. The study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found only 12% of child concussions are diagnosed in an emergency room, while 82% are diagnosed at a primary care site, such as a pediatrician's office. The study also found that one-third of those diagnosed were under the age of 12. I'm Anthony Lucero.
It is now officially hurricane season. The director of the National Hurricane Center is urging people to be ready, especially in Florida, where Rick Nabb says there hasn't been a major hurricane for a decade.
Not only do we have people who've been through a hurricane before and have forgotten how bad it can be, there are a lot of people who've never dealt with a hurricane problem head on.
Nabb says coastal residents need an evacuation plan and supplies and insurance. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The New York City Fire Department is paying tribute to its heroes with the annual Medal Day ceremony. That from Terry Sheridan.
Mayor de Blasio honored 67 firefighters and EMTs for acts of bravery at the 147th annual ceremony.
Now, every day, the men and women of the FDNY do things that everyday New Yorkers couldn't imagine achieving.
and sacrifice. The mayor and Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro especially recognized the firefighters who responded to the East Village gas explosion last March. Terry Sheridan, New York.
To Phoenix, where one person is killed in another officer-involved shooting.
Frothing at the mouth, banging on the doors and windows with a gun, yelling profanity. Shortly after our officers arrived, shots are fired, and ultimately the suspect is deceased.
No officers injured. And a new report shows a significant rise in slavery across the globe. More from Jason Work.
The 2016 Global Slavery Index is showing a 28% rise in the number of slaves around the world. Andrew Forrest, the founder of the anti-slavery group Walk Free, told USA Radio News, slavery happens even in America when foreign workers are promised good jobs only to be given another reality.
When they get here, the reality is vastly different. Their passports get taken away so they can never travel. They become illegal immigrants, and that's something we just have to stop.
Forrest said the legal system needs to look at those who are victims of human trafficking and slavery as victims, not just illegal immigrants. I'm Jason Work.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design, Two Design Dilemmas. Our afternoon show is on Wednesdays, is all about social interaction. I just got a wonderful text to me from the couple that I was talking about earlier in the show, the first couple that has the New York view at their beautiful townhouse, thanking me for speaking so kindly of them. And I thank them because they're a great couple to work with. I did get a couple of questions, and a question that I did receive from social media just now when we were on commercial was, typically, how much does it cost to have a designer? And that certainly varies by the individual designer, but expect to spend somewhere between $150 to $200 to have a designer come to your location and spend some time with you, maybe a couple of hours of time at that rate. And then that person can also take you shopping and save you significantly when they purchase things. So it's well worth the money. It does vary by person, and different people do different things. But in my case, typically, that's the range between $150 and $200 per hour. But it doesn't really take a lot of time to get what you need or give you sort of a plan. The next situation I want to talk about with a designer happens to do something as simple as color consultation. 2 days a week, I consult for the Riccardi Brothers. The Riccardi Brothers are the largest Benjamin Moore dealer in the United States. And 2 days a week, I'm on call at their headquarters in Maplewood, New Jersey, if people need help with paint colors. And that has become a very big part of my business. I have scheduled appointments throughout the day and where I go to people's homes and pick their paint colors. And one of the reasons that's becoming increasingly popular is because color is the absorption of light. So if I pick a color per se, let's just take the color Van Dusen blue, which is a nice light navy that I use very often in homes as an accent or in a dining room or perhaps in a powder room, a very rich color and popular right now. If I would show you that in one person's house as opposed to another person's house, that same color would look great in someone's house and too dark in another person's house, because color truly is the absorption of light. So that's why when people went to all these websites that they went to and try to plug in their picture of their house with the colors never work out. You have to actually have the human element in there and make a decision. And design is a lot about balance, particularly color, and that's something only a human can do, and you have to do it on their own turf. So color consultation, if nothing else, if you start with a base, you move to either a new construction or a house that you want to make your own that's a resale, picking the right colors, even if you have to work with the furniture you have and so on, is the best bet for the buck. For as little as $200, you could have somebody who's a professional who's seen all the colors painted, who knows what they look like, can balance that out and not only give you beautiful colors, but also give you colors that flow well. Did you ever go into a house and one color was like an orange and the other color was like a blue and the other color was like a brown and all the colors look gorgeous? It's because the designer knows what the undertones are and how those colors flow. And in another case, you could go to a house that had similar colors. They just don't work. You need a trained eye. You need somebody who's a colorist to go in and to make the rooms flow. There are a couple of things that I, though, can give general help for when it comes to paint colors that people often make a mistake on. And one is transitional spaces. I've seen people paint their hallways dark colors. That's never a good idea. It's always a good rule of thumb that when you have open or transitional spaces, like hallways on the second floor or entryways, that those are made a neutral color. And that if you want to add more color, more paint color, that is, to rooms, do it in enclosed spaces. And also, if you have some of the newer construction houses have big rooms that are massive, don't make a massive room a dark color. Make it more of a neutral color and pick a color you like and use it as an accent in the room. Another thing that you can do is, let's say you're hooked on having a wall that's charcoal gray and you have a big kitchen grate room. Don't paint the whole room charcoal gray to be too dark. Maybe you'll take the fireplace wall, which is vaulted, make that charcoal gray, make the rest a lighter or more approachable color, and then bring that those two colors together. Maybe throw some yellow in there and have charcoal gray, yellow, and then maybe a lighter gray. And that's a good way to compromise and have things work for you. Paint color is very, very important. If you get the paint color wrong, everything else follows suit. It's the base for most decorating. So having somebody come do your paint colors, always been told, I do them every week. There's not a week that doesn't go by that I don't do paint color consultations, 3, 4, 5 of them a week. We go through every room of the house. We look at the light. We look at what colors we've picked, and then we make them work. One of the things I do after I pick the client's paint colors is before I put them away and I give them a receipt with the colors, I lay all the colors out in sequential order, and you can see how all the colors are different. The trim is always the same, and the ceilings are always the same, but each color flows into the next color beautifully, and that's certainly something that a designer can bring to the table. All right, I'm going to go to our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. This show is an interactive show where I just got a couple of more emails as well as a text message. People will contact me, ask me questions, and our topic of the day is using a designer. Why should someone use a designer? When is it better to use a designer or do it on your own? And some of the advantages of doing it. The next part I wanted to talk about, a reason to use a designer, is if you're going to list your home. One of the best things you can do is get a designer involved in that. I always look at a home that I'm working on, whether if it's for resale or perhaps I'm just decorating. I always think of, let's make sure whatever we do will stand the test of time and that when you go to sell it, it's not going to be a hindrance. So that should always be on your mind, even if selling is not in your 5 to 10 year plan. But for someone who's looking to sell their house, even in, especially, I should say, in these modern times, you do want to bring an outside person in to who sees this all the time and can make your home sell for more bucks and to sell quite quickly. I've had my real estate license for as long as I've had my decorating business, and often I am called into several different realtors, and they'll say, I have a new listing. I need you to go in there. There's a lot of clutter. I want you to change the paint colors and transform the house and make it saleable. And that's become a bigger and bigger part of my career, especially as the economic times have changed, and often people can't afford to stay in houses. They're downsizing, and they need me to come in and make their house look as palatable as possible. Hopefully as beautiful as possible, but at least as palatable as possible. One of the best ways to do that, first of all, is remove excess clutter. And I often recommend, especially if it's a family, a large family or a young family, that we have to start living lightly when we're going to put the house on the market. And the first thing I typically do is a clean out, and I will get a 10-yard dumpster, and we just get rid of as much as we possibly can get rid of and make things as comfortable as possible. After that's done, we go for a big clean, and a big clean helps a lot. We want to take as much clutter out of the area as possible and make it as clean as possible. Then one of the things that I like to do is edit furniture. A lot of times we inherit pieces from people that aren't quite right for the space or it takes up too much room. We want to make sure that our room looks as uncluttered as possible and easy to pass. One of the tests I do when I do a staging, I make whose home they're listing, I make them walk. We walk a path. You should be able, when you're listing your house, to walk a path around each room and be able to get through without having to stop for something. So anything that's superfluous, we get rid of. Either we put it into storage, and I have a company in here who the station uses that I recommend for storage. And often it's smart to get a lot of the superfluous clothes, maybe your winter clothes, extra pieces of furniture, anything that goes on the floor, anything you want to keep and maintain. Let's get that out, and let's edit the furniture in each room. Let's make the rooms look bigger. In rooms that are small to begin with, sometimes I'll take the area rugs out. Sometimes an area rug can make a room look smaller, and especially in pictures, it could make it look smaller. And then we have to deal with paint. Paint colors show up, certain colors show up better than others on the computer screen. And let's face it, today everybody picks their homes are going to see basically by the shots, specifically the interior shots. And if they look good on film, you're probably going to get a showing. So I have a select palette of colors that I like. Some of them I'll pass on to you today. Some of them I won't. But colors that I like to use when I'm staging a house. I like to stick to earth tones with white trim and white ceilings. So when you do white, often people say white is too harsh, but when you do a crisp white when you're going to sell a house, it really shows as cleanliness on film. It makes things look finished. And if you're using lighter paint colors to make the rooms look larger, you're going to want the contrast of white trim. So just painting out all the trim white, and I like Benjamin Moore Super White, on the trim and super white flat for the ceilings. Those two things alone will really make, even if you don't paint the walls, they will make your space seem brighter and bigger and cleaner. But I like to stick to earth colors if I'm going to stage a house for sale. Not only does it relate to most people out there, You don't necessarily love maybe one of the colors, but you can live with it. But when you have very harsh colors, they don't show up necessarily well on film, and people might move on to the next listing. So a designer can bring that to the table. They can have a list, as I do, of tried and true colors I use over and over again. I like to use grays, taupes, tans, and greens, and stay in that range. Those are the colors that are in nature, and they do well on film with white trim and white ceilings, and they translate well. So when someone comes to see the space, they can work with that. It's a comfortable color. And then if somebody at that point wants to change some things after the fact, that's okay. But staging is a big part of business of designers today and really can bring you a lot more money. If your home goes on and it is not good looking in pictures, you are not going to get showings. And if you do get showings, people are going to say, okay, well, it's in a great town, but I'm going to offer them a much lower figure because we have a lot of work to do. And sometimes the perception of work is just based upon a room that's not put together well. Putting together a room does not take a lot of money. It takes ingenuity. It takes somebody with a good thought process of how to make that room look the best it can, especially if it's a small room. So a designer can really help you in getting a maximum dollar for your house. Okay, we just have one or two commercials left, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer for the past now. My LinkedIn page told me last night, 19 years, so I have to up it a little bit. So for 19 years, for as long as that, I've had my real estate license, and I've been in the New Jersey, New York City market doing residential and commercial decorating for both resale and just to make homes more beautiful and commercial spaces more beautiful. I've done restaurants. I've done all sorts of car dealerships. I've done offices. I've done small townhouses, very large estate homes in Bernardsville on the mountaintop, and everything in between. So I think I'm a good reference. I think I've done this long enough. And today's topic was talking about when and why to use a designer. So this final scenario I think might be a good opportunity to bring a designer is if you decided to do your kitchen or bath over. And one of the reasons I say that is there are a myriad of choices. I think there are more choices now for kitchen and bath surfaces than there ever have been. And it is quite confusing. And if you're going to take on doing a kitchen or bath, whether it be just a refacing or whether you're going to add additional space to your home and put in a new kitchen or a bathroom, it's very important that you spend those dollars wisely. What an interior designer brings to the table is a wealth of experience. And if you have a real estate background, they're going to make you do things that are going to be good for resale. And if you're going to spend money on your house, you want to make sure that you make wise choices. I recently was working with a woman in Lambertville, and she started off on her own. She had an architect, and they had done a basic plan, and then she decided she was in a little bit over her head. So she had called me. It was their country house. They live in Manhattan, and it was their country house, and they were going to leave Manhattan and live there full time. So one of the things that they were going to do was they're going to really do a nice master bath. They were going to expand it. They were going to take space from another bedroom and make a big master bath, and they didn't have two sinks. And what I expressed to her was that a master bathroom needs to be beautiful, but more important, it needs to be functional. And people like two sinks in a master bedroom. She had one sink, and it was sort of in an odd position, and there was a lot of open floor space, but it wasn't a good utilization of the space. It was drawn by the architect, but I don't think it was an efficient use of the space. So as a designer, I came in and I redrew the bathroom. I gave two beautiful sinks. I gave a very generous countertop. One of the things that people don't consider is, and particularly for a woman, they have a lot of stuff. And if you have a hair dryer and you have lots of other things and makeup and stuff, you need counter space. Even with people that ask me, should I do two separate vanities or one vanity with two sinks, I still suggest one vanity to two sinks because that gives you the amount of counter space is maximized that way. For a while, there was a trend to do a sort of a center island on a for storage on a vanity, but that's sort of gone out because it took away from the counter space. If you have a hair dryer and other attachments for your hair and makeup and this and that and the other thing and hairbrushes and toothpaste and a water pick and so on, you need that real estate. You need that. So I definitely recommend that. Another thing I like if the space can be provided is I do like a separate water closet for the commode. It just adds to a little bit of elegance and privacy, and that's another thing if we can make it work I like to do in a space. Another thing that it's a little bit of an investment, but it is very important to do if you can, is to do a frameless shower enclosure. Doing a frameless shower enclosure really makes your home look up to date. And if you're going to spend money on tile, especially showers are really tiled beautifully now. People are doing wonderful tile on the floor instead of an acrylic shower pan. They're doing beautiful tile surrounds. They're doing inlays. They're doing expensive accent tiles in showers. They're tiling the ceiling and they're doing nice details in it. You want to see that. So you want a frameless shower enclosure. You want to do beautiful tile, but you don't want your tile in your bathroom to be too personalized. You don't want to bring color into it. I'm a very big fan, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or any of the sites that I'm on, House. I don't like to do colors in bathrooms. I like crisp white bathrooms and then bring the color into your accents and into your paint or paper. And I think that's a better solution. Not only does it look good, it stands the test of time. Nobody wants to do a bathroom over every 5 years. So that's a reason to use a designer. On the kitchen side, you want to make sure that you spend your dollars wisely. You want to make sure that the kitchen is well laid out, that you have a path that you can walk around of at least 36 inches all the way around and be comfortable in your kitchen. You also don't want to make your appliances too far from each other. I find that certain things are a waste. I'm not a big fan of sinks in an island. They never get used. I like a single bowl, a sink as deep as it possibly can be, stainless undermount sink so you don't get water dripping out you, and you can put stock pots in them. Those are some of the practical solutions a designer can bring to the table. I like granite. I do often do quartz, but I think granite is one of my favorite surfaces. I think it's been overrated of how much time you save. I mean, I have granite countertops. I think I've twice in the 11 years that I've been in my house, I've put some a rag and then just sort of touched up with a little bit of sealer. It's a wonderful surface. It's less expensive than the man-made quartz surface, so I think that's a good thing. I think hardware is very important in a kitchen, both in your cabinets and the hardware in your with your sink and your plumbing. I'm a big fan of putting the cooktop in the island, so when you're entertaining, that you're facing your guests and not facing a wall. Those are some of the things that only a designer is going to bring to the table. An architect is not going to give you that. And it's worth it, even if you're going to do it on your own, maybe to have one or two sessions with an interior designer, just to put you on the right path, and then maybe after it's done, just do some of the finishing elements. So I thought we had an interesting show today. Good reasons to use a designer. If you'd ever like to meet me or see what I have to offer, my phone number is 908-884-0770. I'm Rich Kaderi with Maven Hill Designs. This went very fast this Wednesday. I'll see you next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on our radio station for Modern Design on 100 in Chamber Radio. Have a great week, everybody. See you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
Breaking news now from Los Angeles. Shots have been reported on the UCLA campus. One of the engineering buildings is on lockdown. Stay tuned to USA Radio News for details. The president in Indiana today taking credit for economic recovery, but many say that's not the case.
I'd like to think the industry fixed itself, and it's the hard work and the loyalty and the can-do spirit of this community, and not seeking handouts, but just buckle down, work hard, and get it done.
One local state representative says Indiana recovered not because of Obama, but instead of him.
Our business leaders succeeded in spite of his mandates and of things he puts in place. In the state, we fight back against federal government intervention.
Obama made an appearance today at a high school in Elkhart, Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of